Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right. So, Mary Kay, you're saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is not here for some voluntary workouts. I know we've talked about this before. Is it a deal? Is it a big deal?
Well, this is not just the voluntary workouts. This is a mini camp that started today. And the reason why none of us have made a big deal about the mini camp that began today is because it's closed to the media. So it almost kind of is flying under the radar. But this is the extra mini camp that new head coaches get when they're, you know, obviously when they're a first-time head coach with a team, they get this extra mini camp. So the Jets are having one right now with, you know, Adam Gase. And this is Freddie Kitchen's first chance to basically get his whole team together. And what's important about this is that they get to do 11-on-11s. They get to go offense, defense like they normally would in a regular mini camp. At this time of year, usually you can't do that. You're just doing, individual drills and things like that. You're not going offense, defense. Now, there's no pads and no contact, but still, it's a mini camp. So that's what makes this different than, you know, your regular weightlifting and conditioning that's usually going on right now.
So if it's a big deal, Mary Kay, then it should be mandatory, right?
Well, you know, because of the CBA,
I know
it can't be mandatory until a certain point. But again, what makes this unique is that they give this mini camp, this extra voluntary, air quotes, mini camp to these new head coaches to really get their team together and give them a little bit of a head start. So again, it is voluntary, and everyone should remember that it is voluntary. By the same token, it's important. It's important for everybody to be here.
So is it a problem that he's not? And see, my thought is, the minute that you take the voluntary tag off of it and somebody doesn't show, then you have a story. But if it's a voluntary thing, even, and I agree with you, I'd rather see him here. Sure, that'd be great. But until it's a mandatory thing and somebody doesn't show, I don't think you know, we can sit here and say that he's a problem, is he?
No. Okay. Nobody's saying that.
No, I know you're not and we're not, but I just don't think anybody else can either.
Nobody's saying that, and the Browns will not say that. They've already gone on record as saying he knows what he needs to do. He'll be ready for the season. Freddie Kitchens was adamant that he's not going to let a voluntary off-season program come between him and a player. He's not going to hold a grudge. So that is their position on it, that they know he's working out hard. They can see what he's doing. But then in another breath, Freddie Kitchens at that very same press conference talked about how vitally important it is to be around for the off-season program right now and how this is where you build camaraderie. This is how you build relationships. This is how you get to know people. So he wasn't talking specifically about Odell at that time, but his overarching philosophy on how important the offseason program is was very clearly spelled out.
What did you think about his social media? I don't want to say it's a rant, but probably you can call it a rant. What he had to say last night about the Giants and what he had to say about the Browns on social media?
Well, I think it's great news for the Browns and Browns fans that he's so excited that Cleveland is his home, that he's happy to be here, because, of course, we've heard and seen different things about that along the way. So to hear it out of his own mouth or out of his own Twitter account that, you know, that he's very, very happy and that he is reinforcing that, I think that's a great, great thing. As far as the Giants thing, I don't think he's really had an opportunity yet to blow off some of that steam. And, you know, I think anybody who spends any time looking at any of their mentions on Twitter, you know, if you look at it long enough, you're going to want to say something or do something about it. So, you know, I think he felt like maybe he held his tongue long enough. And when he saw a headline with Dave Gettleman suggesting or hinting that he was a culture problem in New York, you know, that's when then, you know, he finally got to his breaking point and said, all right, that's enough. Now I'm going to say something about this. So he defended himself. He stood up for himself there. And, you know, sometimes these things take on a life of their own. It just kind of went on and on and on. But he warned everybody he was going to do that. He said, take your shots right now because I'm going to come right back at you. Today is the day. I mean, he set forth the proclamation that this was what he was going to do yesterday, and he did not disappoint.
Mary Kay, when things become mandatory, it just feels like we're going to get a really, really driven football player with a lot to prove to a lot of people, and maybe even to himself. You know, how often does a guy like Odell Beckham get moved in a deal? You know, so I can't wait to see what this guy does once he gets here.
Yeah, he's going to come in ready, motivated, in shape, in incredible shape. I think that all of this will go by the wayside, that nobody will be talking about it, nobody will be thinking about it. But even though it is voluntary, it is still, in my opinion, newsworthy that that he's choosing right now to work on his own. Again, I'm not saying that he's a horrible person because of that. It's just, it's noteworthy, it's newsworthy to say, here they are having their voluntary camp. Now, maybe he's going to show up this afternoon. The fact that he's not there right now doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going to participate in some of it. You know, I don't know exactly why he's not here yet because, you know, people are being very mum about this. And all I'm being told by, you know, people that I can reach, you know, in the organization is that, you know, hey, it's voluntary. It's not, you know, we're not worried about this right now. So, you know, I don't know why he's not here. Maybe he's coming tomorrow. I don't know. But I do think it's worth noting that he's not here right now.
What was the most important thing you read yesterday that he wrote on social media?
Let me think. The most important thing that he wrote, I think more so than anything, because it's time to look forward and not back, is that he's in his happy place right now. And I think that should be the takeaway from everything that he said yesterday. You know, it's okay for him to be mad at Dave Gettleman and upset at, you know, whatever went on with him in New York. But what people need to know and want to know is that he's happy here and excited and ready to try to take this team to a championship.
Mary Kay, I thought it was interesting that he, just going backwards a little bit, with the Giants stuff at the end of the season, like, I was glad to hear him say, I wanted to travel with the team, but the team didn't want me to travel with them. That Pat Shurmur was saying, no, we don't want you to do this. I thought, to me, that was probably the most important thing there, because I wondered about the end of the season, and it was nice to hear his side of the story, because I had not heard it yet.
Yeah, and it was an opportunity for him to defend himself against some of that stuff, because there are a few things that he really needs people to know about himself, and that he is 100% committed to being the greatest football player that he can possibly be, and doesn't take time off, and wouldn't just be dogging it or whatever people were insinuating at that time. So I think that was very, very important. And, you know, the fact that, you know, that he is not a cancer in a locker room, that's very important to him, for people not to have that perception of him. And he for sure wanted to dispel that notion. So I think those are the two things that really got him steamed.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the PlainDealerCleveland.com. Draft on Thursday. And it's been strange for all of us, Mary Kay, with the Browns not having that first-round pick to look at this draft, because anything can happen in that second round. Any more rumblings that you're hearing about moving up into the first round? And if that were to happen, do you think Duke Johnson would be part of that deal, or is Duke not enough to get that done?
You know, we haven't heard any more rumblings about that lately. I think it's kind of a draft day thing. You don't really know if you'll be able to pull it off or even want to try to pull it off until you see how those dominoes start to fall. So I don't think we'll hear a whole ton more definitively about that. I think that, you know, that's when you have your leverage is on draft day. So, yes, I do think that Duke Johnson can be part of a draft day deal still, despite what the Browns have said about not wanting to move him. I think that's a possibility. And I think that they will look to move up for a guy like a Jeffrey Simmons or someone like that, either possibly in the first round where they can get that fifth-round option or fifth-year option, which John Dorsey would really like to have, or maybe even higher in the second round.
Real quick, because I only have like 10 seconds here. Do you think Duke Johnson will be on this team at the end, of this weekend?
That's hard to say. Right now I'm going to say no. I will say no.
That he's not?
Yes.
Yeah, just so you know, you're probably in the majority of the experts that we've talked to. Everyone has been saying the same thing. I don't know if that justifies it or not, but it's interesting to hear people say that because I've kind of felt the same way. I don't think he's on the team.
It's hard to say. You never know if you can actually pull off the deal, but I think if they can get something in return for him, they wouldn't mind doing that.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time, and we always read you in the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mary Kay, another person who's along with me on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.